From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says he is open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He had a telephone conversation on Wednesday with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, and he spoke about it at a cabinet meeting after the call.
I just spoke to President Moon. He's very thankful for what we've done. They're having talks with North Korea. We'll see how that happens. He felt that the initial talk was extremely good, had a lot of good comment. Rex was on the phone, and Nikki's been totally briefed. But we had a very, very good conversation, and we'll see where it goes. He's very thankful for what we've done. It was so reported today that we were the ones without our attitude that would have never happened. Who knows where it leads? Hopefully it'll lead to success for the world, not just for our country, but for the world. And we'll be seeing over the next number of weeks and months what happens.
U.S. Senate Democrats on Wednesday warned that Russian operations to undermine democracy extend far beyond U.S. elections. They accused President Trump of failing to confront the threat. Ben Cardin is the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He released a report prepared by the committee's Democratic staff members that accused Russia of mounting a protracted assault on democracy at home and abroad, and urged a multi-pronged counter-strategy that begins with U.S. presidential leadership. Cardin said never before has an American president so clearly ignored such a grave threat and a growing threat to U.S. national security. This is VOA News. The Zambian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization are beginning a cholera vaccination campaign Wednesday to help stop an outbreak of this deadly disease. Latest official figures put the number of cases at more than 2,600, among them 63 deaths. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The Zambian Ministry of Health and the World Health Organization are beginning a cholera vaccination campaign Wednesday to help stop an outbreak of this deadly disease. Latest official figures put the number of cases at over 2,800, including 26 deaths.
In a rare admission of guilt, Myanmar's military says its security forces were responsible for the deaths of 10 Rohingya found in a mass grave. Myanmar's Defense Ministry Information Office released a statement Wednesday saying that its forces had killed 10 suspected terrorists whose remains were found in a mass grave in northern Rakhine State. The Defense Ministry said it will take action against those involved in the killings and those in charge of security forces in Rakhine State. President Trump has strongly criticized a federal district judge in California who temporarily blocked the administration from ending the program that protects against the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. On Wednesday, Trump tweeted, "It just shows everyone how broken and unfair the court system is." Trump's anger was aimed at U.S. District Judge William Alsup, who ruled in favor of a group of individuals and institutions who sued the government seeking to block the end of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. The program protects as many as 800,000 young immigrants from being deported. And President Trump said Wednesday his administration will take a strong look into strengthening the country's libel laws after the release of a book that questions his ability to serve as president. At the beginning of a meeting at the White House with cabinet members, at which reporters were present, Trump said American libel laws are a sham and a disgrace. U.S. law, however, does not give the president the power to change the nation's libel laws. A decision by the U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the First Amendment protects statements against public figures in most cases. You can find more of these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.